From Los Angeles, this is Marketplace.
The International Monetary Fund sends a message to speculators. Why a visit to watch the LA Lakers does not a school field trip make. And you've heard of swimming with sharks. How about swimming with manatees?
I dove last year with sharks, and it's not the same. You can get right up close to these, and you can look them right in the face, and they're so gentle.
This is Marketplace.
Marketplace is produced by KUSC at the University of Southern California for Public Radio International.
This is Marketplace. I'm David Brancaccio. Perhaps you're headed to Florida this summer to spend your vacation with Mickey Mouse or lying around the endless golden beaches, or perhaps like a growing number of people, you're headed to the Sunshine State to commune with nature. Swimming with manatees, yes, I said manatees, has become a big business in Florida. But as Donna Green Townsend reports, ecotourism is forcing environmental planners on Florida's nature coast to perform a precarious balancing act.
Viewing Citrus County from the air makes it easy to see why business people are smiling. On the coldest days this past winter in Florida, spotters for the United States Fish and Wildlife Service counted more than 300 manatees in the waterways north of Tampa on Florida's west coast. And manatees mean big bucks to Citrus County. Manatee watchers spend about $20 million a year at hotels, restaurants, and dive shops.
We're the original Florida.
County environmental planner Gary Madoff.
That while Disney's and SeaWorld's and Busch Gardens are important to tourism and beaches are important to tourism, people are looking for alternatives, and what they want to see is the old-time Florida.
In the absence of a major theme park, Citrus County's banking on manatee watching. But last year, a record number of the huge gray air-breathing mammals died. Manatees, which often weigh in over 3,000 pounds, frequently collide with boats while surfacing for air. Fish and wildlife experts estimate only about 2,600 are left in Florida, so these docile sea cows receive protection under the Endangered Species Act. In 1994, the Citrus County Commission appointed an ecotourism committee to promote manatee watching on the county's seven rivers. The group's done well. So well, tourists may be loving the manatee to death. It's against the law to kill, capture, or pursue endangered species, but it's hard to draw the line.
You can't really describe it. It's just wonderful. You pet them, and they'll roll over, and they'll even follow you around, and, you know, they're very sweet.
And just really wanted to just get in the water with them, just to see them, see how big they really are, and just couldn't believe it.
I'll never forget it. I've been looking forward to it for years.
You dream about places like this at night.
I mean, I dove last year with sharks, and it's not the same. You can get right up close to these and you can look them right in the face, and they're so gentle.
Citrus County ecotourism member James Blunt.
We've been in business over 3 years. We haven't done much protecting and much enhancing, mostly advertising.
Blunt says while the group's done a good job of promoting the manatee experience, now they need to protect their natural resource.
If you destroy something, and particularly if it's an endangered species, once it's gone forever. And we have a responsibility as well.
Blunt points to a recent National Scuba Diving magazine featuring a cover with divers swimming after and petting manatees.
Oh, it's real circusy out here on a winter weekend.
Cameron Shaw is the refuge manager for the Chassawiska National Wildlife Refuge in Crystal River.
We have manatees will be outnumbered 10 or 20 to 1 by divers and snorkelers in the water.
To try and reduce the number of manatee deaths and harassment cases, the Fish and Wildlife Service produced a short educational video outlining the do's and don'ts for people sharing waterways with manatees.
...with the surface or by seeing their snout above the water. With your motor off, you may be able to hear them breathe.
One of the greatest threats to the manatee is speeding watercraft. Oftentimes they're hit on the surface as they come up to breathe or while they're swimming in shallow
water. Port Paradise dive shop manager, Tana Edge.
They are required to see a little 9-minute video before they take a boat out, and we give them maps and rules and regulations and tell them what they can and cannot do.
But talk to the out-of-state snorkelers renting boats from Edge, and it's hard to find one who's seen the required video.
No. They didn't offer a video.
No, I haven't.
No, I wasn't aware they had that. I've read the pamphlets on them, but I didn't know they had a video out.
Shaw plans to push the dive shops to do a better job of educating their customers. If they don't, Fish and Wildlife officials have the authority to revoke the dive shop's special use permits. If that doesn't work, there's talk officials may restrict the number of divers and snorkelers in the waterways. Already the number of sanctuaries has increased to give manatees a chance to get away from humans. Ecotourism Committee member Blunt supports such actions to protect not only the manatee, but the manatee industry.
Because these people rent hotels, they eat in restaurants, they rent cars, they shop.
Officials here know they're facing Florida's classic dilemma. The tourists that are Citrus County's bread and butter also have the potential to wipe out the very attraction they came for. From Citrus County, I'm Donna Green Townsend for Marketplace.